Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 6, Dhyana Yoga. Arjuna now, after hearing about the practice of yoga, Astanga Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, and the need to control one's mind fully, Arjuna has a response. Text 37. O Krishna, what is the destination of the unsuccessful transcendentalist who in the beginning takes to the process of self-realization with faith, but who later desists due to worldly-mindedness and thus does not attain perfection in mysticism? Comment. Arjuna now wants to know what happens to a person who does not succeed in this practice. Such a person may have faith in the authority of the yoga scriptures, and with such faith engage in yoga practice. He is not trying to cheat, but somehow his mind deviates him before he attains success. Thus, he has made progress, but he dies before he reaches perfection. Arjuna clarifies his question in the next verse. 38. Almighty Om Krishna, does not such a man who is bewildered from the path of transcendence fall away from both spiritual and material success and perish like a riven cloud with no position in any sphere? Comment. What happens to such a person who is neither a materialist nor a spiritualist? As he has taken up spiritual practices, he has not been able to enjoy his senses. Thus he has reaped the benefits of neither spiritual nor material life. Does such a person have any position? Or, like a small cloud that has broken away from a big cloud, does he disintegrate? 39. Arjuna continues, this is my doubt, O Krishna, and I ask you to dispel it completely. But for you, no one is to be found who can destroy this doubt. Comment. Krishna is the only one who can dispel Arjuna's doubt because he perfectly knows past, present, and future. 40. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Son of Prita, a transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world. One who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. Comment. Kalyanakrit, one engaged in auspicious activities, refers not only to the Astanga yogi, but also to anyone engaged in legitimate and thus auspicious activities on the spiritual path. So Arjuna should not worry. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan explains that by using the word tata, my friend, Krishna is showing Arjuna special affection, addressing him as a loving father would address his son, or a spiritual master, his intimate disciple. After allaying Arjuna's fears that a fallen yogi loses everything, Krishna next describes the destiny of such a transcendentalist. 41. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. Comment. Unsuccessful yogis are divided into two classes, those who fall after short practice and those who fall after long practice. The yogi who falls after a short period is described first. He goes to the higher planets inhabited by pious living entities. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusana says that after a prolonged life in which he has the opportunity to enjoy his senses, he again develops a distaste for sense gratification and returns to earth to take birth in a learned family of brahmanas, suchinam, or of wealthy and pious merchants, srimatam. Srila Prabhupada writes, quote, the real purpose of yoga practice is to achieve the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. As explained in the last verse of this chapter, But those who do not persevere to such an extent and who fail because of material allurements are allowed, by the grace of the Lord, to make full utilization of their material propensities. And after that, they are given opportunities to live prosperous lives in righteous or aristocratic families. Those who are born in such families may take advantage of the facilities and try to elevate themselves to full Krishna consciousness. It's the end of Prabhupada's words. The comment continues. The destination of the more advanced yogis is explained as follows. 42. Or, if unsuccessful after long practice of yoga, he takes his birth in a family of transcendentalists who are surely great in wisdom. Certainly, such a birth is rare in this world. Comment. This is a far better and rarer birth. It occurs because of deep mental impressions, sanskaras, developed by serious yoga practice. Srila Prabhupada humbly and sweetly reveals his own situation in the purport. Quote, by the grace of the Lord, there are still families that foster transcendentalists generation after generation. It is certainly fortunate, very fortunate, to take birth in such families. Fortunately, both our spiritual master, Om Vishnupad, Sri Sriman Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, and our humble self have the opportunity to take birth in such families by the grace of the Lord. And both of us were trained in the devotional service of the Lord from the very beginning of our lives. Later on, we met by the order of the transcendental system. That's the end of the citation of Prabhupada's words. On taking such a birth, he revives the divine consciousness of his previous life, and he again tries to make further progress in order to achieve complete success, O son of Kuru. Comment. Spiritual advancement is never lost. Krishna previously assured Arjuna, in this endeavor there is no loss or diminution, Bhagavad Gita 2:40. The yogi begins where he left off in his previous life. Jarabharat is an excellent example of this principle. Srila Prabhupada explains, quote, from his life it is understood that transcendental endeavors or the practice of yoga never go in vain. By the grace of the Lord, the transcendentalist gets repeated opportunities for complete perfection in Krishna consciousness. Krishna explains this further in the next verse, and that we shall reserve for next time. Hare Krishna.